Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Faith of Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the place that God has called us to, purposed us to, and is going to perform in us His divine will. It is a place where we cannot plan out, but God uses this, our everyday life, to make us, to transform us by allowing us to grab that word that He gives us. Take that word and digest it every single day, live it every single day, out of our heart, out of our spirit, out of our mind. And as we do, we become as He is, line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, face to face. And it is amazing because God always chooses unlikely people. And He always chooses the people that you, yourself, would never ever see or desire to be the one that God would choose for His assignment, for His purpose, for His plan, for His call. But because He so chose us, He's provided everything that we need to succeed through the blood of Jesus Christ. As we walk by faith, we're going to see the demonstration of God's power in our life as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. As we grow in that, we will understand how we can walk grabbing everything that the Word says by faith, letting the Spirit of God lead us and guide us until we are exactly what He says, until we are free, until we are completely like He is. And we know that ultimately that's going to be when He cracks the sky. We will be as He is. But as we're going through this process, we're learning about our God. We're learning about His Word. We're learning even ourselves. We're learning how to even handle pressure, situations, life, tragedy, according to the Word, because as we go through our everyday life, the moments that we can't take and say, it's going to be as this, it's going to be like that, and this is the way I planned it, so it has to produce this. As we allow the Word to be in us and we allow that Word to now be the expression of what we do, be the voice of what we do, be the direction of what we do, we find ourselves living according to righteousness and not according to our own desires, our own will, our own way. We allow the will of God to be performed and performed in us. And as we do, we make the demonstration of His life evident, seen. We make the power of who He is real to people that are watching us, who understand you just went through something either I'm going through or I went through or I know someone's going through, and you're acting totally different. Your philosophy or the words that you're using are according to the Bible, and your faith says, and they're looking at you and seeing how you're going through and marveling, but that light of yours is drawing them nigh, drawing them closer to the will of God, to the salvation of God, to the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. So it is amazing and it's marvelous that God is doing such a wonderful thing all over the earth. And we're doing it for His glory, and we're seeing the demonstration of His power in the midst of it. He's saving, He's delivering, He's setting free, He's doing some magnificent things all over the world. And we, as we go through the process, as we enjoy the walk and the journey of our process, and not see it as something tedious, but seeing it as something that is causing us to grow and develop and be as the Word of God says we are, to be more like Him, then our approach and how we face our everyday life and our situations changes because our focus is totally different. So we've been looking at people in the Bible, looking at individuals, looking at the Scripture itself, but then looking at individuals in the Bible who are ordinary folks, ordinary people, not superhuman Christians, as we like to point them out. They were different than us. The Bible says that even Elisha was a man just as we are. And he was letting them know that he's not some superhuman Christian. He is an everyday ordinary man. But he allowed the will of God to be done in him, and he obeyed God. And that was letting us know that we can obey God and walk according to His Word. We have to choose to do it. And so we're looking at these individuals and not seeing them as superhuman Christians, but we're seeing their lives, their obedience, their trust, their faith. But also we're seeing their failures, seeing the times that they messed up, the times that they didn't obey God, they didn't follow the plan. But we're also seeing the power of God in demonstration that even their mistakes did not refute or stop the Word. It did not stop what God was doing. It didn't stop what God had already purposed, that their failures and their mistakes did not stop the assignment of God for that person, for that tribe, for that nation, that God's will was going to be done because he'd already spoken it out of his mouth, and he's not a liar and he cannot fail. So even in their failures, he knew that ultimately his son was going to pay the price, and he saw them in the light of redemption that had not even come yet. He saw them that way because the word of God lets us know that in the mind of God, Christ was already crucified. He was already slain. So in God's mind, before the foundation, the price had already been paid. He just needed to go get the people to the process of where he was going to allow his son to die. And in the meantime, he was going to be appeased by animal sacrifices until his son ultimately paid the sacrifice. And now we have life more abundantly. I want to look briefly and talk briefly about the process. Many of us can we can identify with a process. Process always brings trials, tribulations. It's the place that I'm making. It is the place where our faith muscles are stretched. It is the place where we have to know God, trust God, and obey God. And many of us don't like the place of process. We don't like being challenged. We don't like the place where we are stretched. We don't like trouble that happens in our life. We don't like the grief part. We don't like going through. But those are the things when we do it the way that we've been ordained to do it, or the way the Word of God tells us to do it, those are the places that cause us to bear much fruit. Those are the places that cause us to grow spiritually and mature. Those are the places that cause us to have identity with Jesus Christ and identify with him in a greater dimension and a greater level in a greater way, because we are now not looking to save our lives, but we're losing our life for the sake of him. In other words, it's not our will that we're saying. We must have our way. It's God, whatever you say, whatever you will, whatever you desire, because I know that you didn't bring me here to allow me to fail or to fall. You didn't bring me here to allow me to be destroyed. You didn't bring me to this point in my life, in my ministry, in my family, in my career. There's nothing that catches you off guard. So if you allow me to come here, to this point, to this season of my life, then there's something you're teaching me. There's something you're showing me. There's something greater that's going to happen and transpire. There is some more fruit that's going to come. And that's the way you have to see it. It doesn't feel good. I'm telling you, process never feels good, but it's worth it, because we're going to look briefly at Psalms 23, and it's just a small part that the Lord has been dealing with me about, and I've been really thinking about it. And it says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. The place of preparing is the place of process. God is not only preparing the place that you're going, the table that will be prepared, the table that will be set for you, the atmosphere or the promise. He's also preparing you for the place. So he's getting you ready as he's getting that place ready. He's making sure the circumstances of your life, the things that try to fight a war against, the table that he's prepared, that those things are diminished, that those things come subject, that those things are moved so that all things can work together for the good. He's making and allowing and causing his will to be done in circumstances that are in the future that you have not even arrived at. He's preparing that table for you. He's making sure that table has everything on it that you need. It brings a reward for the things that you've suffered, things that you've endured, the sacrifices that you've made. It is the place where everything that he's asked or commanded or spoken concerning your life shows up there. It is the place where he allows the glory and the benefits and the blessings to also be there, and any other thing that he's promised you at that table. He's prepared that table for you, and he allows the table to be spread so largely and so profoundly and so abundantly that it can house all the people who said that, you're not going to do it. You're not going to be it. It's not for you. I don't want you to have it. You can get it after I have it. You're not justified to have it. You're not good enough to have it. I just don't like you enough for that. Whatever excuse they gave for not allowing or wanting you to have what God says, they're going to be there because they've made themselves an enemy of yours, which means they're an enemy of God because they've come against the will of God for your life. So they're going to be at the table to see you eat But God is going to prepare you for the table. He's going to make sure your motives are right, that your heart is right, that your mindset is right, that your integrity is right, that the attitude that you carry is right. He's going to make sure that everything about you looks righteous, that everything about you bears the fruit that says, yeah, I've been through the fire, but I don't look like the fire. It's going to encourage you in your faith walk. He's going to make sure that when you show up, that the glory of his presence, of his anointing, of his power is going to be on you. He's going to make sure that when you show up at that table, love and compassion is going to be on you. That you're not going to sit down at the table and begin to tell the people, yeah, you thought I wasn't going to make it, but look at me. It's not going to be a gloat match, but it's going to be a humbling experience because the table is going to be so spread with so many things and so much glory that you're going to be amazed at God and all that you've gone through, and you're going to praise him and honor him because he was faithful. Even in the times when you gave up or got mad or didn't have the right attitude or didn't allow his will to be done or did it your way, but yet because he had a faithful map that was the process of where you were going, and he allowed you to stay on his map that was faithful, his process that was faithful, until your will was done away with and his will was being conformed in you. He allowed you to stay there, and when you get there, you're going to be so grateful. You're going to be so humbled that you're going to have an attitude, an atmosphere of praise around you. It's not going to be to get those people back. You have to understand this. The process table is going to produce your expectation harvest. That's one of the quotes that I've been giving at my church to people. The process table, your process table, it's going to bring your expectation harvest. So if you're not going through the process and the table of process, eating the food of process, going through the things on the table that you don't want to, and digesting it and becoming stronger in that process to produce and expect a harvest, then when you get to the place where it's due season, you're not going to have anything due you. Due season is a season that's due those who've endured, who've stood in the gap, who's trusted God, who's been faithful, not perfect, but faithful over what he said. He knows we're not perfect. He knows we're going to be a work in progress until the day that he comes. But I've been faithful over what you said, God. Even when I tried to get weary, I tried to get tired, that faithfulness of what you said made me believe, made me decree, made me stand on it, made me go back and grab the word, made me go and pray again, made me let go of the anger and the bitterness and the hate and the jealousy and the malice, whatever it is that's trying to hold you. It's not worth it. Let it go. You sit down at the table of process, eat the food, eat the what's spread out there for you, because what you're eating and digesting and walking and believing by faith on what you're allowing the Word of God to do in your life, it's going to produce a harvest for you in your future. And you want that harvest to be everything that you're expecting, that is good and that is perfect for your life. The place where you press towards the mark of the high calling, where you forget about all the other things and you move in the direction that says, I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I will see his salvation in my life. I will see him make and shake me. I will see him transform the table that is set before me and prepared for me. I'm going to sit down at that table because I'm able to sit there because my mind, my heart, my spirit, my motives, my objectives, my desires are his. And I'm not showing up at the table unprepared because he's not going to let you sit at the table that he's prepared for you if you're not ready. He's going to keep you on that wheel, that process, until you get ready and you determine how long you're going to be on that. But when you get there, he's going to spread that table and anoint you. That means you're going to be qualified and anointed, for authenticated for the next level, for the next level of anointing, for that next place, for the next territory, that you're not showing up unprepared, but because of what you've gone through, it has prepared you to be anointed, to receive the endowment for the next level, for the next area, for the next territory. You went through it and bore some fruit. I pray that you've been empowered in these 15 minutes and that you're receiving the word of life and receiving this and knowing that it's shaping you, even in that 15 minutes, that it is empowering you to go forth and do the will of God. And know that you're not alone. All of us go through a process, but at the end, at the process table, the harvest of expectation is going to be there. I'm Pastor Cheryl Baxter. Thank you so much for joining me. Please have a blessed weekend. Go and worship God. Let your worship experience be awesome. And I pray that next week at the same time, we'll be here again for this 15 minutes of empowerment on the process of there. God bless you.